Now back to your idea. When you have your separate note sheets all laid out into some structured order, you can now proceed to create an outline of your idea. Let's do a quick review of high school writing class to look at a couple of outline formats that you can use. Of course, there are other formats, bullets, cute little graphics, and whatever your word processing application gives you to use. These are just some basic outline formats to remind you of an outline structure. You'll see on page 9 of the workbook for lesson 4 of this home study program, a sample outline format where start with Roman numeral 1, which will be a main idea. Then capital letter A is a subsidiary idea, a supporting idea to Roman numeral 1. Capital B below capital A is another subsidiary idea or a supporting idea to Roman numeral 1's main idea. Numeral 1 is a subsidiary idea to capital B point. And this stuff just does not make sense when you're listening to it verbally. You'll see the layout of a basic outline format on page 9 of the workbook, which you should have anyway if you're on lesson 4 of this program. So take a look at that sample outline format. Word processing programs give you a sample outline format that you can follow as is, or you can make the outline your own. Creating this outline is why it's nice to take your note cards and move them around into a workable structure before you create your outline in a document. You see, you've got more flexibility moving pieces of paper around than starting out with an outline in a document with formatting that, I don't know about for you, but for me, tends to go awry during moves and cuts and pastes. So physically moving pieces of paper is key. And once you see and develop your structure with these little bits of paper, then you can create a documented outline. So spend some good thinking time on this lesson and on this activity of developing your outline. The product of this lesson must be your outline of your idea. It's the foundation for the action that you'll begin plotting in the next lesson. Stop the recording. Come back to it to finish out this lesson number 4 after you've spent the hours that you will spend fine-tuning, getting all those bits of pieces of paper organized into some kind of organizational structure, and then developing and documenting your outline.